Okay, you're listening to KPIN Pinedale, and this is Karen here at the studio. I'm going to hand it over to Bob Rule and to Mike Anderson with Anderson Music over at the Lovett Room of the library here in Pinedale for the candidate forum at 6 o'clock. So, Bob, why don't you guys go ahead and get started?
Okay, Karen, thank you very much. We're glad to be on the air live from the Lovett Room. It is starting to fill up. I think we're going to have more of a turnout here in the Lovett Room than we had over in Marbleton. So if you're listening to the radio right now and would like to have a chance to actually meet some of these candidates, talk to them face by face, come on out to the library, Lovett Room. Hey, Michael's here with me. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, good evening. Glad to be here.
Michael's the fellow we've been talking about who, by choice, left Jacksonville, Florida, came to Pinedale, Wyoming to make it his home to raise his family.
I'm still convinced I made the right decision.
Oh, I'm sure you did. You're going to learn that more and more as you fit here. He comes complete with a whole van load of audio equipment, speakers, amplifiers, mixers, microphones, and things like that in order to be able to put on just about any kind of gig that requires sound. How's that?
Yes, DJing, sound, live for stage. If bands need some sound engineering or anything like that, I can help out.
All right, and if you want to get hold of Michael, I don't have my cheat sheet. What's your phone number?
That's okay. 307 area code, 367-2388.
2388.
Yes.
See, since all the landlines start 367, they just have to remember that last four digits.
Yeah.
Which, once again, the last four digits
is 2388, and if you leave a message, I'll get back with you very soon. Thanks.
If you call him tonight, he won't answer because he's running the sound for our forum. Hey, this forum is brought to you by No Hassle Auto Glass, by James Thomas of High Mountain Real Estate, and also by Tree and Lawn Care. Hey, just a little bit about our sponsors before we get things underway here. Tree and Lawn Care is able to provide treatment for pine beetles, preventative maintenance for trees and shrubs, weed control, lawn and tree fertilizing. And if you need some services, especially with trees, that's one of their specialties is trees. And I've noticed a bunch of trees here in the Pinedale area need help. Bring them out. Let them look over your tree. They can probably tell you what it needs. And then if you give them a go-ahead, they'll take care of it and bring that tree back to life for you. Lot cheaper to fix an ailing tree than to have to plant a brand-new one, wait 20 years for it to grow up.
So that is for sure.
Take care of your trees. Here's their phone number for Tree and Lawn Care. It's 859-8629. That's 859-8629. And the next sponsor we have here is No Hassle Auto Glass. And, Michael, I bet you remember why it's No Hassle.
Yes, it is a no hassle. In fact, I had mine done, and they came to my work and popped that sucker in. All I had to do was go out and sign paperwork, and they were gone lickety-split, brand-new window. I was perfectly happy. So, yeah, they're a great, great
I didn't
great
know
idea.
You could use their services. So there you go, firsthand testimony. Mm-hmm. Eric and Laura Marincic, they've taken over the windshield doctor. The two are now combined into one. And remember, they've been doing this for 27 years here in the Sublette County area. Just call them and make an appointment if you have anything from a little tiny chip to a smashed windshield, and they'll take care of it. The phone number for No Hassle Auto Glass, 859-8619. Big thank you to Laura and Eric Marincic for being sponsors of this very important broadcast tonight. Thanks for doing that. 859-8619. And our other sponsor is James Thomas. Now, we talked about Aflac last night.
Aflac.
But tonight, we're going to talk about his real estate operation with High Mountain Real Estate and take a look at some of the properties that he has for sale, one of which is he's got a fairly large piece of property here out at lots 15 and 16 Mulligan Lane, lots 15 and 16. That's in the Favazzo West subdivision. Has a asking price, let me see what it is here, of $358,750. And this looks like a beautiful setting here. If you want to talk to James Thomas about details on this piece of property, he'll give you more particulars. Another one is Lot 1 and Lot 8 in Cobblestone. This is commercially zoned. It's listed at $329,900, Cobblestone subdivision. And, again, two different lots, Lots 1 and Lot 8, available here through James Thomas. So those are a couple of properties that I think you do want to talk to them about. We'll tell you some more as we get a little bit further along in our forum. But I think before doing much more, we're going to switch over to the house system. We're just talking right now to the radio audience. But, Michael, I think we're ready to switch over now to the public address system.
Okay. I'm in the driver's seat.
All right, and we'll welcome everybody here to the forum. Well, good evening. This is Bob Rule from KPIN Radio, and we want to welcome everybody to our forum where you're going to have a chance to get to know more about the local candidates who will be on your ballot 1 week from now on Tuesday, 21st of August, in our primary election. Now, a little bit about how this forum is going to work. Yesterday, we did a forum from Marbleton. We started with the county commissioners, while the state legislators patiently sat in their seats and did absolutely nothing for about an hour and 15 minutes. And now we're going to switch it around and do the legislators first. But we learned from last time, and we thought we'll let the county commissioners have a seat in the audience until their time, and that way we'll bring them up when they're ready. We are going to start with two-minute opening statements, and then we're going to go to the news media, and the news media will be doing a mixture of their own questions and also questions coming in from the general public. For those of you who are here in the Lovett Room of the library in Pinedale, raise your hand if you would like to ask a question. We will provide you with a note card. The people at the media table are going to try to maybe take five similar questions, condense it down to one common question. And so this is their job, is to take your questions and make them maybe a little more concise and combine several of them into one. If you're listening on the radio and you want to participate, Don Ballou is in the back. Hi, Don. Thank you for all you've done. Don is back there with her computer all set up on the Internet. And if you want to email a question in, the email address is forum@pinedaleonline.com. Now, when you do submit a question, either here in the auditorium, in the Lovett Room, or if you submit a question via the Internet, please indicate whether your question should go to the state legislature candidates or the county commissioner candidates. We've also received some suggestions that we probably spent too much time last night with the formal questions and answers, not enough time for the public to get to know the people one-on-one. So the suggestion tonight is to try to go through the questions a little more quickly, get this out of the way, let the public meet with the candidates, and they're here to answer your questions. Before we start, though, would you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, thank you very much. You may be seated. Now, starting out our forum, we have, first of all, our state legislature candidates. And just not everybody understands what happened in this redistricting. It's confused a lot of people. But in past years, we've had candidates in the state legislature that basically receive votes in the Big Piney Marbleton area, and then the rest of the county voted for a different slate of candidates. Well, that borderline that used to separate the Big Piney from the Pinedale area now has gone quite a bit to the north up near Daniel, and now Daniel and Bondurant is separated from all of our county. The good news is that we are for sure going to elect a House candidate from Sublette County, because most of Sublette County is now in one House district. House District 20 comprises all of Sublette County except for the Bondurant and Daniel areas. Now, the Senate district candidates, they represent the same area that our House district represents, plus another House district In the case of our Senate District 14 candidates, not only do they represent Pinedale and Big Piney, they also represent three other counties down to the south, stretching down into the Uinta County area, Sweetwater County area, and Lincoln County area. They have a lot of driving to do. So, guys, thank you for the long drive up here to Pinedale. On the other direction, up on the north end, we have the Senate District up there going into Wilson, going into Hoback Junction, over to Alpine, the northern part of the Star Valley. And so that's also a fairly large chunk of land also. What we'd like to do is do some opening statements, but before we start with the candidates who are being challenged, I want to give an opportunity for the unchallenged candidates to come forward and make a little two-minute statement. I see Dan Dockstader is in the room. I see somewhere here Marty Seip is in the room. Whoever wants to come forward first, let's bring one of you forward. We're just going to do a little two-minute statement from the unchallenged ones. And if Dan is having leg problems from that infamous motorcycle ride that landed his motorcycle on him, broke his leg, and he had to drive home with a broken leg, you don't want to do that, but he did it. And it looks like he looks good, so I hope he's healing. If you need a wireless mic, we can probably send one to the back. But let's start by handing the wireless mic to Marty Halverson. Let her stand out in front. Marty is going to be... Did I say that right, Marty Halverson?
Yes, you got the Halverson right this time.
What did I say last time?
Seip.
I said Marty Seip. Marty helps me with Post It and Sell on the radio. Sorry, but tell you what, Marty Seip is in your Senate district, so at least I got the right district.
House district.
Keep yelling at me, because my brain may not be on yet, so holler when I say something like that. But Marty is our House district person for the northern two... precincts up in Daniel and in Bondurant, House District 22, and she'll be representing the people in Daniel and Bondurant. Marty, why don't you just take a couple of minutes here and let the people know what you can do.
Thanks, Bob. Finally. My name is Marty Halverson. I am a candidate for House District 22, and I live in Star Valley, and when it came time to field a candidate for House District 22, everyone looked at me and said, Marty, you've been shooting off your mouth all these years. Time to put up or shut up. So here I am. Had a lot of fun on the campaign trail, introducing myself as a common-sense conservative Republican. Now, what do I mean by conservative? It goes back to the William F. Buckley Jr. School of Conservatism. Small government, low taxes, individual liberty, personal responsibility, a love of God and country, and the belief that capitalism is a better economic model than socialism. Thank you. And these are the principles that I have had all my life, and these are the principles I hope to return to the Republican Party in Wyoming, specifically in the state legislature. Last night I was at a League of Women Voters forum in Jackson, and they posed four questions to the state candidates. How do you view the role and extent of the Wyoming legislature in the lives of Teton County and Wyoming residents? I could sum up my answer in one word, minimal. What federal funding can we in Wyoming forego in the interest of shared sacrifice to help balance the federal budget? And my response was, since 40% of federal funding is now Chinese funding, I would like Wyoming to forego at least 40% of all the money that comes out of Washington, D.C. And what is the most important piece of legislation you would like to see passed in the upcoming session? We have a timer. I'm so sorry.
Now, last time we
one word, Obamacare.
Marty, last time we did this and we didn't tell the candidates about the time, I gave them a little extra time. Take a little bit of time, finish up, and we'll excuse you this time.
Thank you. I did drive the farthest to get here, so I appreciate your indulgence. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. The senators are in the building. The Senate candidates are in the building. So what is the most important piece of legislation I would like to see accomplished in the 40-day general session coming up in January. And I would like to see Wyoming take a strong stand against implementing Obamacare in Wyoming. There are a lot of good intentions in the bill. There are many aspects of Obamacare that are simply insidious. And sharing personal medical information with the Secretary of Health and Human Services is just especially abhorrent to me. I've been on the hospital board at Star Valley Medical Center for 8 years. I'm now the chairman. I was with the foundation for 2 years before that. And I have seen the delivery of medical care up close and personal. And Obamacare goes nowhere near fixing what we all know, anyone who's received medical care, Obamacare goes nowhere near fixing what is broken with medical care here, the delivery of medical care here in the United States. And I really want to be a part of that conversation. And if my friends in Daniel and Bondurant vote me in, you'll have a real experienced person at the table when the subject of Obamacare comes up. Thank you for your indulgence, Bob.
Oh, thank you, Marty Halverson. Thank you very much. Now, should we take the mic back to Dan? Remember, Dan is recovering from that motorcycle accident. Can you imagine driving from up in the woods all the way back to Afton on a motorcycle with a broken, I think broken in multiple places, right?
Sometimes it's just necessity.
Yeah. It's either that or just sit there and do nothing. So, Dan, I'm glad you made it back safely, and I hope your leg is healing.
Thank
now,
you.
Dan Dockstader has been our state senator for the Boulder, Pinedale, Daniel, Bondurant, Cora precincts for the last several years. Now he will be the state senator, assuming he's reelected, he's unopposed, for Bondurant and for Daniel, but not the rest of Sublette County. But Dan, why don't you introduce yourself to our Bondurant and Daniel listeners and people here and say a few words to them.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. I'll just take a quick minute. The people you want to hear from are up front. Even though we've had a change in districts, I want the folks from Daniel Bondurant to know that continue to serve you well and all of Sublette. When our Sublette County commissioners have called and said, we want to meet with you, I would drop whatever I was doing and come and meet with them because we think it's important, and I want to keep that that process going to always concentrate on working with those who are serving Sublette County at the commission level, the town level, and so forth as well. I've had a bit of a experience involving public life to some extent, served on a town council, even a fair board, and several community boards of various kinds. I'm a publisher of a weekly paper, and so I have about 2,500, maybe 3,000, we were trying to guess, community meetings that I've attended over in the 3 decades that I've done that, and I also host a morning radio show over the hill. So very much involved in public life. I will continue to serve not only Daniel and Bondurant, but all of Sublette County to the best of my ability. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dan Dockstader. So we are not going to have an intense question-answer period for the Daniel and Bondurant areas. Both candidates are unopposed. In the interest of time, we want to try to separate the positions on issues of those who do have opposition on the ballot. Before we get started with that, though, I do want to recognize and thank some of the people that were involved in putting this forum on. The forum is put on by the 4 major news media here in Pinedale, KPIN Radio. Again, I'm Bob Rule, the owner and founder of KPIN. Representing the Pinedale Roundup, we have Megan Rollins, who will be asking questions, and Tyler Swofford. Did I get it right this time? Swofford, Tyler, who's going to be holding up the stop and 30-second and 15-second signs, so candidates may want to watch him, and I think Don also has some signs in the back. We also, from the Sublette Examiner, have Andy Setterholm. Andy is a reporter for the Sublette Examiner. He also will be reviewing questions that are submitted and asking questions. And KPIN contributor Bill Winnie, you hear him often on Posted and Sell, and Bill Winnie is here on behalf of KPIN Radio. Bill was on the ballot last few times, but this time he's not running for anything, so we get to seat him at the table to ask some questions. In the back, Don Ballou of PinedaleOnline.com. There's Dot. Wave to her. And I don't think she had a motorcycle wreck, but she's walking as if she had a motorcycle wreck. So we'll try to keep Don seated as she heals from a little bit of a injury. She's in the back, and she's the one that's receiving your questions on email. Again, that email address, forum@PinedaleOnline.com. Don will bring the questions up to the, well, hopefully you're not going to bring them up. You're not able to walk that well. We'll get a runner. Somebody will bring them up to the table, and they'll be hopefully merged together with other questions. Obviously, we can't get to all the questions, but we'll do what we can, turn you loose, and then you're able one-on-one to ask these candidates questions. All right, let's go ahead and start with some two-minute opening statements from, first of all, our State Senate District 14 candidates. Lyle Williams and Stan Cooper are going to be running against each other to represent the bulk of Sublette County in the State Senate, minus Daniel and Bondurant. Lyle, why don't you give us a little two-minute opening statement? It's not very loud. Get a little closer to it.
Can you hear me now? Okay. My name is Lyle Williams. I live in Uinta County, long ways from here, even farther than Marty came. Listening to her talk makes me wish I could vote for her, though. I've been involved for the last several years on kind of a quest to convince our state government that you and I are grown-ups and capable of making some of our own decisions, and it's maybe starting to see a little results from that. I've learned that there's a hearing in Cheyenne on the 22nd where they're going to decide finally whether or not they'll allow us to drink the milk from our own cow. That's good news. As of right now, we can't legally do that. I'm not sure how many people know that, but in Wyoming, it's actually illegal to drink the milk from your own cow. And that bothers me, and that's why I'm involved. I've tried to influence from a non-office holding position. I've lobbied our governor and our state legislature and several committees. I've traveled around the state trying to make a difference when it comes to personal liberty, and I've decided that maybe it's time to go to Cheyenne and show them how to do it. Maybe we can make a little better progress that way. Like I said, I live in Uinta County. That's a long ways from here, and I'm sure some of you are wondering what in the world somebody from Uinta County is doing campaigning in Sublette County. I wonder that myself a little bit. The redistricting upset me, as I'm sure did some of you. That's another one of the reasons that I'm trying to get involved. I think we need to make government a little bit more responsive to local concerns, and redistricting kind of brought that message home as well. I'm not a stranger to Sublette County. I worked up here. I work in the oil and gas industry, and I worked up here from 2004 to 2010 in the Jonah Field and up on the Mesa. And I spent more time up here through those years than I did back home, as I'm sure my wife would attest. So I'm not unfamiliar with this area and the economic questions that arise here. And I'm glad to be here with you. Thank you.
Candidate Lyle Williams. And also appearing on the ballot, with his name right next to Lyle Williams, Stan Cooper.
Well, good to be here, folks, and I appreciate the media folks putting this program on tonight in this forum. Well, you know, I've been serving the people of Sublette County in the state legislature for the last 10 years in District 14. You know, I've traveled thousands of miles over the years in order to make sure that all of the people in the county are informed, and also I wanted to be able to listen to your concerns and be able to respond to your issues. I believe that it is my responsibility to keep my constituency informed, and because of that, over the years, you've probably read some of the articles I write. I write every week when I'm at the session to keep you informed on what's going there, and they're usually in the local newspapers. I've attended many, many meetings over the years concerning state and federal issues because I wanted to be sure that you folks, my constituents, had a voice at the table. I spent many hours meeting and working with your county commissioners, your town council, your school districts, your conservation districts, weed and pest boards, health boards, and many, many other boards, senior citizens, and other local agencies and commissions. Together, we have accomplished many things for the people of Sublette County, and I would like to be able to continue to do work for the people of Sublette. I support multiple use on public lands. I support moving the cap on settlemental royalties and severance tax revenues for cities, towns, and counties so they can share in these revenues more.
I believe in a strong economic development program and support cities, towns, and counties' efforts to create and support good jobs and strengthen local economies. I support good local services for our senior citizens. I support legislation to protect their Second Amendment rights for gun owner rights and the Castle Doctrine and No Retreat and many others. I'm in, and also endorsed by the NRA. I've been married to my wife, Julie, for the last 38 years. I have five sons, 15 grandchildren. I used to own and operate Sublet Electric for 25 years until I sold that and retired. I'm a graduate of Utah State University with a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration. I've served my country, and I'm a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Stan Cooper. These are the two contested state Senate candidates who will be on most of the ballots here in Sublette County. Now, there's another contested race. Again, this is in most of Sublette County except for Bondurant and Daniel. And this is our House District number 20. In House District number 20, we have Jim Mickelson and Albert Summers both running against each other. Now, Jim Mickelson is in Douglas, Wyoming tonight. Jim is the chairman of the Wyoming State Fair Advisory Board. He was unable to attend, but we do have a pre-recorded opening statement from Jim Mickelson, so we'll let him speak via recording.
Good evening. This is Jim Mickelson. I'm sorry that I can't be there this evening, as I am fulfilling a prior commitment to the Wyoming State Fair Advisory Board at the 100th Wyoming State Fair. I will be gone until the 19th of this month. As you all know, I am a candidate for House District 20. I am a fourth-generation Sublette County resident and a graduate of Big Piney High School. I raised my family on the family ranch, and six of my children graduated from Sublette County schools. I've served on several boards, both state and local. I work closely with the legislature on several important issues, as well as the budget for the Department of Agriculture. I feel that this will help me in working as your representative in the legislature. As a conservative, I feel that government should be small and involved in what it should, and stay away from things that it shouldn't, and to know the difference. At present, I am on the Wyoming State Fair Advisory Board serving as chairman. If elected, I will work with our town and county officials, along with all of the citizens of Sublette County and the state of Wyoming, for the good of all. Remember, circle August 21st on your calendar, as primary election is of vital importance. Please get out and vote for your candidate of your choice. If you have questions or concerns, you can contact me at 307-260-8635 or email jmcco@wyoming.com. Thank you, and have a great forum.
All right, thank you, candidate Jim Mickelson. Now, Jim Mickelson and many of the other candidates do have literature on the side table, so you may want to pick up literature and learn a little bit more about all of these candidates by reviewing some of their campaign literature. Continuing, also on the ballot, Jim Mickelson versus Albert Summers for House District 20 is Albert Summers. We'll now hear from the other candidate for that position, Albert Summers.
Hello, my name is Albert Summers, and I'm a graduate of Pinedale High School. I graduated from the University of Wyoming with honors with a Bachelor of Science degree in Electrical Engineering. When I returned home some 30 years ago, I became an advocate for the livestock industry of Sublette County and Wyoming. And during those 30 years, I was appointed to various boards and commissions, and in fact, three governors have appointed me to various boards. One was dealing with grizzly bears, one was dealing with sage grouse, and one was dealing with brucellosis. These were all really contentious issues, and it involved a very diverse, broad, I guess you'd say, a really diverse group of people. We're on those boards to try to find solutions to some very difficult issues. And so I think that gave me a really good sense of how to work with others, kind of how to work in the sandbox. And 6 years ago, Governor Friedenthal appointed me to the Wyoming Livestock Board. And that is one of the few boards, citizen boards, that actually runs a state agency. And along with that comes the developing policy, state policy, and it also involves setting and establishing a state budget. I think that has provided me a good background for being a legislator. I do not profess to have all the answers or know all the issues facing this state and county now or in the future, but I will commit to learning the issues and working hard with local and state leaders to find solutions that work for Sublette County.
All right, candidate Albert Summers. These are our opening statements. What we are going to do next is go through some questions from the various media. Have you decided who goes first on this particular round? Bill Winnie? All right, Bill, grab the microphone. Bill Winnie asking the first question of the candidates.
This question is in honor of Wyoming's orange cone planting season and orange cone harvesting seasons. Would you support raising the on-road fuel tax to bring us more in line with neighboring states, to fund highway maintenance and construction, and to recover some revenue that may very well leave the state under the current system?
All right, and since we're going to stagger the people who respond, we'll start this time with Stan Cooper.
This is on? Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you hear me now? Okay. Anyway, I oppose increasing the fuel tax. I'll tell you, I serve on the Transportation Committee in the Senate and also the Joint Transportation Committee, the Interim Committee. And, you know, one of the things that we've looked at over the last year is all the other kinds of ways maybe that we could develop funding for a good solid stream of funding going to highways for maintenance and construction. And, you know, one of them was increasing the fuel tax. But I'll tell you what you do. When you increase that fuel tax, you're going to penalize the very people who go out there and develop this revenue for us and the companies that support the revenues that we have for the state. For example, the mineral industry are one of the biggest consumers of fuel. And yet we penalize them by increasing the tax. And we don't need to do that, because I'll tell you why, folks. We have other possibilities there. One of the possibilities is, I don't know if many people know this, but you know, when you get a citation, no, of course, nobody in here has ever gotten a citation. We know that. Okay, but those other folks out there who got a speeding ticket or whatever, guess what? That doesn't go to the highways. That does not go to the highways at all. We could divert that funding back to the highways. Another one is off-road fuel taxes. For example, we have a lot of mining industry, a lot of industry people out there who use millions and millions of dollars worth of fuel every year. They have to pay a sales tax on that fuel. They do not pay a fuel tax. They pay a sales tax. We could divert those funds to it. Other thing is, when you buy your license plate, most people think that, my license plate money must be going to paying for roads. Wrong. The state gets $16 out of that $800 or $900 you pay or whatever it is for roads and highways. $16, folks. And we can change that distribution by not changing the county portion of it, but there's other parts of the distribution we could change. And I think that there's other ways to do this besides penalizing the very people who are out in that industry driving all those miles and buying all of that fuel. Thank you.
Candidate Stan Cooper. Next to respond, House District 20 candidate Albert Summers.
Thank you, Bob. The highway system is very, very important to the state of Wyoming. In fact, I think that's one of the biggest issues facing the legislature this year, is we need to find a stable funding source for our highway system. It's what drives our commerce. It's the lifeblood of the commerce for the state of Wyoming. It's how we go visit our friends, our neighbors. We go hundreds of miles to shop. We go hundreds of miles to a meeting. So our highways are essential. And as well as our airports, don't forget that the highway department also, YDOT also kind of runs our airports. I have visited with Jim Latta. He's on the highway board, the highway commission, and visited with him a little bit about this issue. I have not ruled out any of the options because I am not, I'm not up on the issue enough to say, oh, I don't support that or I do support this. I would hope we could do it without raising taxes, but the highways system, by the figures that I look at, they need a pretty large infusion of dollars to even maintain the highways in their current condition without allowing them to erode. And so what those all those options are, they looked at everything from toll roads to sales tax on diesel to increase in the gas tax. Wyoming is, I think, around 14% as opposed to other states around in their 20s, so as far as the fuel tax. So I'm not going to rule out anything. I want to hear the discussions. And after I've heard those discussions, I would talk to the citizens of Subic County and find out what you all think we should do. But first, we need to see what the options are. And an interim committee is working on that, I believe. So,
Candidate Albert Summers. In concluding this round, Lyle Williams, Senate District 14. Lyle?
First thing we have to do is stop diverting funds from the highway repair budget to the University of Wyoming. We've diverted funds from several places. One of them is our highway funds. I'm not opposed to the University of Wyoming in funding it, but let's leave the money where it belongs. I think I heard Senator Cooper advocate increasing the tax on off-road fuel. Maybe I misunderstood that. But to me, in general, a user's fee is better than a tax. The people that use the resource should carry the brunt of the load when it comes to funding that resource. And one of the options that kind of embodies that principle is a fuel tax. The people wearing out the road should contribute the lion's share to repairing and maintaining that road. So my answer would be that the funding that we have for roads should stay there and not go someplace else. And then if we need more, we need to look at increasing the fuel tax.
Candidate Lyle Williams. All right, that's one round of the questions. We're ready to start our next round. This time we'll go to the sublet examiner and Andy Setterholm for the next question. Andy?
Thank you. Candidates, considering the recent United States Supreme Court ruling on federal health care reform, how should Wyoming proceed at the state level? Should it accept Medicaid funding? Should it set up an exchange? Or is there some other route that you see as being the best option for Wyoming's residents?
This time we'll start with Albert Summers.
I guess, first of all, we don't really know whether the Affordable Health Care Act will stand or fail depending upon this next election. And so I think Wyoming has done the right thing. First of all, they waited for the Supreme Court ruling. I think Wyoming has done the right thing in waiting to see. There's no sense developing a lot of alternatives when you really don't know where you're headed. I think Governor Mead, if I'm not mistaken, is committed to looking at health care in Wyoming regardless of how the issue plays out with Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it. So I think Wyoming needs to take a look at health care. I'm not sure just how we do that, but I know that there's some ideas out there. As it relates to Medicaid, you know, there's a study out there that says the Medicaid expansion will save lives, which is what medicine's all about. And yet we cannot, in the state of Wyoming, we cannot do things that are fiscally irresponsible. And what will adding 30,000 more people to Medicaid on a 90,000 person program already, what will those fiscal impacts be, and how much will that cost the state of Wyoming? You know, I need to know the answers to that and hear those answers and find out whether the Affordable Care Act stands or not. If it stands, then we have to find ways to make it work for Wyoming. If it doesn't stand, then we need to look at other options to help Wyoming with health care.
Candidate Albert Summers. Responding next will be Lyle Williams, Senate District 14.
I have kind of a hobby of reading Supreme Court decisions. They're really interesting. You should just, when you got a little minute, sit down and read a couple of them. The Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Health Care Act really blew me away. I really didn't expect it to come down the way that it did. And the only good thing I saw in it was the ruling that that the federal government couldn't pull our Medicare or Medicaid dollars just because we didn't create an exchange. Given that, I think we do nothing. We certainly don't create an exchange. And like Mr. Summers said, we wait. Hopefully, we'll have a change of administration in Washington this year. And if they keep their promises, it won't be an issue that we have to deal with. Thanks.
Candidate Lyle Williams. And concluding this round, Stan Cooper.
Thank you, Bob. Well, one of the main, probably one of the most devastating part of this act cuts in on January 1, 2014. So, yes, we do indeed hope we get a change in administration to get this thing taken care of. Of course, my whole policy would be just to completely do away with the law in Wyoming, but of course, the Supreme Court has told us other. One of the things that we have 67,000 people on the program in Medicaid right now. The Medicaid portion is the train wreck financially for the state. 67,000 people on it. It's costing us $500 million a year for those 67,000 people. You can imagine. Now, we only have 563,000 people in the state. 67,000 of them are in that program, in Medicaid program. We're paying $500 million a year. That's the state's share over a biennium. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if you take 20 or 30,000 people, add to Medicaid, how much that's going to cost. We're talking another several hundreds of millions of dollars. We just can't afford to go there. One of the things is the Supreme Court did, they did give us some opt-out provisions, which are good. We need to look at all those opt-out provisions and try to maintain and stay out of as many of the parts of that program as possible. You know, one of the most difficult things, this program is an exchange program. The exchange program is this, folks. I was trying to explain today to a couple of people, and I probably spent a half an hour and didn't even hardly touch it. The exchange program says this, is the federal government will establish rules for health care, and there will be a list of them, a laundry list. Every company will have to bid or place a price on all those coverages, put those online, and that's the insurance that you're going to have to pay for health insurance. If you're 133% of poverty level, the government will pay for your thing, for all of your insurance. If you're above that, then you'll get a tax credit on it, but you'll be required to buy it. That's why the Supreme Court said it was a tax and not a penalty. And so this is a very, very significant thing that we're going to be working on in the legislature this year. We need to do everything we possibly can to sidestep this until we can get a new administration in, hopefully. Thank you.
Candidate Stan Cooper. All right. That concludes that round, right? Checking my checklist here, trying to keep track of it. It was easier to keep track of 8 candidates than 3 last time, so I'm going to try to keep this one in order. All right, next to ask one of the questions from the media table is Megan Rollins from the Pinedale Roundup. Megan?
Okay, this is about school funding within the state. And school funding repeatedly comes up in legislative sessions, whether we talk of equity and parity or the cost of living increases or lack thereof. In Sublette County, specifically, this became a rather large issue with much contention that lasted at least more than a year and was only resolved about a year ago. Do you see any way of addressing this issue of school funding while also considering the state budget issues?
All right, this time we begin with Lyle Williams. Lyle?
I think, in general, the state has done a pretty good job of funding education. We're well up near the top in the amount of dollars that we spend per student. So I think that the funding end of it has been taken care of fairly well. Where I think we have a problem is when it comes time to spend those funds. I read a statistic the other day. I like statistics, but I read a statistic the other day that 43.5% of the employees, public school employees at the state of Wyoming, are teachers. And that kind of set me back a little bit because that means that 56.5% of public school employees are not teachers, which means to me that we're spending a lot of money on things other than education. We're funding schools, but are we funding education is the real question. I think what we need to do as it pertains to education is to create more options and therefore more competition so that our local school boards and local county and city officials and most importantly parents have choices that they can make when it comes to educating their children. It'll do a couple things. One of them will make it possible to tailor the education more to the individual children. I have six kids, and they learn in six different ways. I can only imagine a classroom of 30 trying to teach them all the same. The other thing it would do is inject a little bit of competition into the system, and competition, I think, is always a good thing because it makes all parties involved, including our public schools, better. Thanks.
Candidate Lyle Williams. Responding next, Stan Cooper.
Thank you, Bob. I'm going to give you some real numbers here. We are second in the nation on the amount of money we collect per student in taxes. It's about a little over $18,000, about $18,006, I think, if I remember, or four. And we're about fifth in the nation on how much money we spend on our children for education, K-12, which is about $16,000. So every school district gets the same amount of money with a few caveats in there for every student that they do. It's $16,000 per ADM, which is average daily membership, which is a rolling average over 3 years. And we pay that to all school districts. So we're told by the Supreme Court that we're not to have inequities. We spend $1.5 billion on K-12 education here in the state, one of the largest single items in the entire state budget. So you can imagine, that's a lot of money we spend. But we do that for a reason. We want to have our students well-trained and well-educated so they can go out in the world and do the things and become vocations and professions and to be able to do well in the world. So we spend a lot of money on them. Yes, we do. And sometimes we have to have good accountability. One of the problems this legislature has been struggling with is accountability, not only of students, but teachers and administrators. Sometimes I've said a couple times, it's too bad we don't have accountability for parents, but I guess that won't work. We'd be in real big trouble anyway. But we just need to continue to work at developing programs. We have good programs at the local level for accountability, good programs. We just need to give them the money, keep that local control and local rule down here as close to the communities as we possibly can, because the folks in the communities know what to do is best. We need to learn from that and inject it into the state level so that we can use those programs to go back and figure out where we need to help our students and our teachers and our administrators at. But we put a lot of money, folks, into education in the state.
Candidate Stan Cooper. And our last respondent to the same question, Albert Summers.
Like Stan said, I think there's a lot of money goes into education. What concerns me is the regional cost adjustment. There was an attempt in the last legislature to take money away from school districts like Pinedale and like Big Piney and change the way that the region, basically the cost of living is figured. And before the, you know, in the past and now, because it failed in that legislative session, they have used the Wyoming Cost of Living Index. That's what our local school districts have utilized to fund how they determine what teachers get for their cost of living. And there was an attempt in the last legislative session to make it tied to the hedonic cost of living scale. I don't know quite what the term is for that, but the problem with that is that it made it out that things like the Tetons were part of your wages. In other words, somehow they decided that you could put the Tetons in your gas tank and drive your car around, or it paid for your mortgage, and that's just absurd. You know, there are teachers out there that probably would rather have a Walmart than the Tetons. So I don't know how you can use that. I think that was an attempt by larger school districts to get more money out of these smaller districts, and I think that will be a challenge ahead is to maintain those dollars. Education will be a high priority with me. We need to retain retain control at the local school district level. No child left behind. You want to know why Wyoming or the nation is dropping in its worldwide standing with education? Look at No Child Left Behind. So that's my comments. Thank you.
Candidate Albert Summers. All right, that wraps that up. Roundup. I just checked with the media table, and they said, okay, we are basically done with questions. The county commissioners take longer to question because there's more of them.
And so I think the consensus at this table is let's do our closing statements. We'll have a five-minute break after that. So, Stan, would you give your two-minute closing statement here?
Sure.
And you can also, of course, follow up on anything that was said that you want to comment.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Bob. One of the things I would like to say, and Albert brought this this regional cost adjustment up. You know, this was a real battle, and Albert's probably familiar with it, and many of you here. But I have to thank the people of Sublette County for all the help they gave us with emails, and even the teachers, the students, the administrators all sent us tons of emails, helped us out with information to get that thing killed, because they were about to take millions and millions of dollars away from your folks here, from your districts, probably several million dollars from each of the districts, which meant we're in the interpreted into salaries, and that's important. But we got her killed. I'll tell you what, it was a battle. I burned up the phone lines with your superintendents and your emails here. But I'd like to just say I've been serving the people here, like I said, for 10 years. I'm a candidate that has proven abilities and understands the concerns of the people here in Sublette County. The people of Senate District 14 deserve to have a representative that is concerned and dedicated to all their issues. I have traveled thousands of miles, as I've mentioned, here to make sure that you folks had a voice at the table, no matter which agency it was with, and I've dealt visited with and worked with your commissioners also. I believe that as a legislator, as I said, it's my response to keep you people informed. I've done that over the years. I've tried to write articles. I've kept abreast with you on the Internet. A lot of people don't realize it, but, you know, we have the Internet down there right on the floor. We have Wi-Fi right on the floor of the Senate. And when you send me an email, I'm reading it right there, live, online, immediately, real time. And so I can respond to you immediately as soon as I can stop arguing with one of my fellow senators, that is. Thank you. Appreciate your vote in the primary.
Thank you. Incumbent Stan Cooper. Next, for a closing statement, House District 20 candidate Albert Summers.
First of all, I'd like to thank the media outlets in Sublette County for putting on this event, and I would like to thank the voters and the people who turned out. It's a great turnout tonight, and that's a good indication of things. Sublette County's people and natural resources are some of the best in the nation, and I have the background, education, and balance to represent all of Sublette County. If elected, I hope to bring civility, integrity, common sense, and hard work to Cheyenne in order to help Wyoming meet the challenges it faces now and in the future. I am conservative in that I believe change should be carefully considered. We are fortunate to live in Sublette County, Wyoming, and for the most part, this state is on the right course. My priorities are education, highways, and the issues brought forth by the elected bodies of Sublette County, as they are the best government, that government closest to the people. You could view my website, albertsummers.com, for more information on me. I would appreciate your vote on August 21st, and thank you.
Candidate Albert Summers. Switching back now to State Senate, District 14, Lyle Williams. Lyle.
I'd like to thank everybody that worked to put this together tonight. I've been involved in these kind of things from the background side before, and I know how much work it takes, and I want everybody involved to know how much I appreciate their efforts. But mostly I want to thank you guys that are here to learn about us tonight. One of the biggest problems we have in this state and in this nation is apathy and people not getting involved in their government. So those of you listening on the radio and those of you in the room tonight, I want you to know that I appreciate your efforts as well. They have some cards in the back for questions, like Bob said, and when we got in here tonight, my 8-year-old went and got one of those cards, and she wrote, "Why are these things so boring?" I guess that question didn't make it to the top of the list, but I hope it wasn't boring, and I hope that you learned a little bit about us tonight, and if you have any more questions, I'll stick around as long as I need to answer them. And I, too, have a website, LyleWilliamsForWyoming.com. You can read my positions on many of the issues there, and there's contact information there. If you have a question that it doesn't answer, please feel free to ask it. Thank you.
All right, candidate Lyle Williams. Once again, for those of you in any of the precincts except Daniel and Bondurant, these people that you just heard from are the ones that will be appearing on your ballot,
It'll be Lyle Williams and Stan Cooper, both running for Senate District 14. It'll be Jim Mickelson and Albert Summers, both running for House District 20. And up in the Daniel and Bondurant precincts, those races are unopposed. Marty Halverson, got that right, Halverson, Marty Halverson, running for the House District 22, unopposed. And Dan Dockstader running for Senate District 16, right? Senate District 16, unopposed. We appreciate your coming. People have a chance to get to meet with you here. And we are going to change gears here in just a second and bring the county commissioners up. One other introduction I kind of forgot about is our sound guy hiding in the back here. This is a transplant to Pinedale from Jacksonville, Florida. He and his wife sat down, studied the entire United States, said there's got to be a better place to raise the kids. And they picked Pinedale. So what Michael Anderson does is he has professional sound equipment. If you've got a gig where you need big speakers, microphones, this is the guy you want. So he's just doing this as a volunteer. We appreciate his help running all of the sound. When's the last time you went to an event and the MC said, now we're going to hear a recording for something, and it actually happened? I didn't take that for granted. Thank you very much, Michael. We appreciate it. Michael Anderson's phone number, if you want to call him for a gig, and he does weddings, 367-2388. 367-2388. To give our sound man here a little plug.
I do own a tux.
Yeah, he can put a tux on, too. Most of us kind of casual here around the table here. We're going to take about a five-minute break. There are restrooms down the hall. Please try to hurry and come back. We're going to bring up the county commissioner candidates next. I'm going to go talk on the radio to some of our sponsors. Thank you very much for coming. And Michael, I guess we need to talk a little bit about our sponsors here and thank them for making this forum possible. First of all, I want to say a thank you to, in fact, I'm looking at him right here. He's in the he's in the audience, James Thomas. I had to get James Thomas to come over here and talk on the microphone. He's just right there in one of the chairs. Why don't you go grab him? Fellow, where'd he go? Well, he was, there he is, with the white hair and the white beard. See if he'd like to come up and talk a little bit about his real estate business. We talked about Aflac at the last forum, and Aflac, of course, is a supplemental insurance program. But besides Aflac, James Thomas is a real estate agent for High Mountain Real Estate, and he has been in this area for quite some time, taking care of sale of land, sale of homes, various different real estate needs. And this is totally unexpected. He did not know we were going to call him up here to the microphone, but I thought the best guy that could talk about High Mountain Real Estate and Aflac.
There you go.
It was hard to talk. Hey, tell you what, we certainly appreciate your sponsoring the event. Maybe you can just give us a little idea of what you're doing these days in both real estate and with Aflac.
Well, thanks, Bob. Real estate is really busy right now in the Pinedale area. It's probably one of the busiest times in my 7 years that I've been in real estate. We have a big market going on with the residential. Unfortunately, I guess on the flip side of that, we probably have quite a few foreclosures still out there, but it's staying very busy. On the Aflac side, a lot of people, you know, still don't understand what Aflac's all about and how it's really a supplemental insurance policy and how it ties in with your regular insurance that you have. I've set up quite a few accounts in the Pinedale area and looking forward to more. If anybody's got any questions about either, you know, Aflac or the real estate side of things, you know, stop by the office, High Mountain Real Estate. It's right beside Wells Fargo, right on Pine Street, and welcome anybody to come by, and I'll fill them in on both. So thank you very much.
All right. Well, James Thomas, we've appreciated your support over the years in sponsoring these forums. You've got a good reputation here when it comes to real estate.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that.
All right. And again, thank you very much for your support here of these important forums. Tell you what, I'm going to let our sound man here, Michael Anderson. In fact, you can plug your own business if you want. How's that? But right now, he is a customer of No Hassle Auto Glass.
I'll tell you what, since he has firsthand experience, Michael, why don't you talk a little bit about No Hassle Auto Glass?
Yes, No Hassle Auto Glass. Hello, everyone. They've begun in business here in Sublette County for 27 years with no change of ownership, which is longstanding, definitely. Doing both windshield repairs and replacements. They have fast, friendly service right to your house, job, or any place that's convenient to you, and you're greeted with a smile. Most times, Eric can order the windshield and have it the next day, so you don't have to wait long for an appointment. One of the things that I've had experience with, and this wasn't with this company, but it was another company, is this process is really easy. If they need to come out to your work and you're not able to get to them, they can come to you. And it's really easy. They knock on your door. They have you sign paperwork. They go out, do the job. It only takes a few minutes, and it's amazing how fast they do it. And he makes sure that your vehicle is left in great condition, not leaving a dirty floor, no materials laying around. He makes sure there's no urethane globs and spots left behind for you to clean up afterwards. He also guarantees his work. And the number is 859-8619. That number again is 859-8619. I'm sure they'll be glad to hear from you if you need glass repair. Again, my name is Michael Anderson. I am with Anderson Music Productions. That is actually my business. I started a couple years ago. I just moved here from Jacksonville, Florida. And like Bob was saying, I just needed to get my kids out here. We weren't feeling safe where we were living in the East, and we felt like going west was in the cards for us. I grew up in Southern California and near the Redlands-San Bernardino area, and I remembered how nice it was in the West, although I have been back there since then, and I don't really favor having my kids there now. Anyway, it's just too crowded and too much pollution, and I wanted to go to a place where there was none of that. So I have the elbow room here, and I'm looking forward to serving the community. And I do invest in my own equipment. I use Crown QSC Mackie equipment. I also have built my own speakers as well for live sound reinforcement. I have plenty of equipment to support a large band on stage, but not. I don't have a lot of a sound reinforcement for concert, large concerts. So if you want to do an outdoor event and you need somebody who's got the equipment to project over about 5,000 people, I can handle that. And like I said, I've got all the equipment, and I've got effects as well. I also have DJ lighting for those who are interested in having me DJ for them. And I like the visual as well as the audio. And I'm going to hand it back to Bob now, and I think we're going to continue on with the show.
Hey, thank you very much, Michael Anderson. Again, he will take care of your audio needs. In fact, he does telephone work, he does audio, he does DJ gigs.
Say my number again.
Say the phone number again. I've got to find it here on my cheat sheet.
2388.
367-2388. There's the number. 367-2388. We're going to have to take a look and see if it spells anything here on the dial and hope that it spells something nice. One more sponsor I want to give a little thank you to, and that is Tree and Lawn Care. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there's some trees around this town that need a little help, and it is a lot less expensive to just fix up an ailing tree than it is to start all over again, wait 20 years for it to grow, and have to have a new one planted, the old one chopped down. So if you've got a tree that just doesn't look very healthy, give these folks a call at Tree and Lawn Care. They can do pine beetle treatment. They can do all sorts of preventative maintenance on trees and shrubs, weed control, lawn and tree fertilizing. If you'd like an appointment, call 859-8629. Again, that's 859-8629. That's a local landline in Daniel, Wyoming, for Tree and Lawn Care to have your trees, shrubs, and lawns taken care of. Once again, 859-8629. And they'll come out, make sure that tree stays alive and goes back to being healthy again.
Well, we know with this drought, we're having a lot of lawn issues, especially with the trees and the bugs.
Yeah, I've been bugging my family a little bit. Run that hose out to the tree, you know, give it a drink. You know, we got to watch after them during this drought. Well, I think that if I go up to the podium and say we're going to start, people will start sitting down. So I think we'll go back to the public address system here, and I'll see if I can get them to sit down, and we'll get ready to do the county commissioner portion. Now, once again, if you are listening on the radio and you want to send in a question, we can't get to all of them, but we're going to do what we can, maybe combine a few of them into one. The email, which is being monitored right now, is forum@pinedaleonline.com. Again, that is forum@pinedaleonline.com. Send it in, and then, well, at this point, it's only going to be for commissioners, so that's all that's left. So make your question appropriate for the county commission office.
I don't know about you, Bob, but I'm excited for the second part here.
All right, this is the part where we got 8 candidates. They're all here, and we're going to be hearing from all of them. 7 of them are Republicans, and we have Courtney Skinner, the lone Democrat on the ballot. Technically, he is unchallenged in this election, but just in fairness to all of the candidates, we're bringing him in and letting him take part also. I think a lot of people said that's a great idea, and they're glad we're doing it that way. Again, this forum here on KPIN Pinedale is being brought to you by KPIN Radio, by the Sublet Examiner, by the Pinedale Roundup, and by PinedaleOnline.com. And we do hope within another day or two to have posted on PinedaleOnline.com the audio from both of the forums, and also SubletTimes.com, I think, is in the process right now of posting yesterday's audio. I'm not sure if it's up yet or not. You can check SubletTimes.com. They're working on getting that put up at the moment. All right, let me see if I can get people back into their seats here. And, Michael, again, thank you so much for your help. That's just been wonderful to have you doing sound. So
you're very welcome, Bob. Thank
you
for inviting me.
I can try to keep the order straight here of who talks next.
Yes, I enjoy serving my community, and since this is my new community, I want to do the best I can. So thank you.
All right, Michael Anderson. All right, let's switch back to the PA system here.
Hey, Bob. We're well over 5 minutes. Somebody needs to